Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 6. And today I'm talking about the inedible, the elephant in the room. Stop taking other people's advice. Doesn't matter if it's your parents, your siblings, your bridal party, friends, family, random guests. Stop taking other people's advice. You're going to drive yourself absolutely batshit fucking crazy. These people have not been there with you throughout the entire planning process, from soup to nuts. All those long nights where you looked over colors and materials and this and that, all by yourself, over and over and over and over. And then here comes the peanut gallery telling you to do this and do that and play this song, play that song, wear that, wear this, change here, change there, serve the food this way, serve the food that way. Sit here, sit there, don't listen to this, do this time. No, stop it. Stop listening to what other people have to say. And the worst thing you could do is listen to what they have to say the morning after if you're listening to people complain. I didn't like the chicken. The DJ didn't play that song when I asked him to. It was a little bit hot in there. It was boring. Those are the negative people that you don't need in your life to begin with. Anybody who's a positive person who's only going to tell you good things, no matter if they're bad things or good things, they're only going to tell you positive good things to make you happy and to keep a smile on your face. Negative pain in the ass people are the ones that tell you this and tell you that and are skeptical and cynical and, you know, try to have you second guess decisions you've made that you've pondered over for hours on hours on end. Just stop it. Don't listen to it. You have to just put it away. Put it in a dark place, like a really dark place. Stick it in your basement and lock the door. Don't listen to it. People drive themselves crazy second-guessing things that they don't need to second-guess, or asking themselves several times things that don't need to be asked because people get involved that have no say and don't matter in the overall conversation. They didn't pay for anything. They weren't part of the planning process. They're not you. When it's over, you're not going home and sleeping with that person. At least I hope not. And if it's that kind of party, we'll talk. Listen, parents are going to say what parents are going to say. They're going to be happy because you're happy. Siblings are going to be happy because you're happy. Friends are going to be happy because you're happy. If friends and family and siblings and parents all start complaining about something or another, they're not there for moral support. They're a pain in the ass. Absolute pain in the ass. They're there just to pick everything apart that you've done and shove it back in your face. Why? I don't know. Boredom. Maybe they're not getting married. Maybe they're not happy within their relationship. But stop listening to people. It's your big day. Trust me, it's great advice. I'm DJ ESG. I'll be back. Peace, love, and God above.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding. Better hold on.
don't need setting up. I think I'm taking.